This is VK6ARN, News West. We are a community organisation and we've been serving up the best amateur radio news in Australia since 1931. Hi there, I'm Clinton, VK6SCRC, and welcome to News West for the 30th of March 2025. Now on with the news.
Hi, I'm Bob, VK6POP, and you haven't heard from me for a while, and perhaps you're happy about that, but anyway, we've been busy here unpacking and setting up the house in Albany. Today I finally got around to making a start on setting up a shack. So far I have a desk, my desktop computer and recording equipment on my desk. So now I'm able to resume contributing to News West. Soon I hope to get some semblance of antennas up to see what I can get up to here on the south coast of WA. I've been asked about Perth Tech 2025. Will it be on again this year? The answer to that is yes, however. The however is I need to call a committee meeting of WA Amateur Radio News to get the wheels turning towards Perth Tech. I think the date will be in a similar part of the year. Because we hold Perth Tech at a football venue, we have to wait until the season's over. But that's okay because it's the best weather. So that means October sometimes, springtime in the hills. Meanwhile, how about considering what you could do towards Perth Tech? I'd welcome someone to team up with me in the organisation of Perth Tech. Everything is documented as we go, and we have that history to draw on. We're wide open to suggestions about presenters. They could be anyone, anywhere, because we have Zoom meetings available. Just let us know your suggestion and we can follow up. Or perhaps you'd like to present something interesting. Shout out and let's chat about it. Maybe you or your club could contribute a cash donation to offset the cost of running the event. With a bit of support from the amateur community, we can present Perth Tech free. However, as always, those attending do have to pay for catering. So watch this space and other spaces too, the WA Hams email list and the VK6 Facebook group for announcements about Perth Tech. I'm Bob, VK6POP.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. Recently, Glyn, Victor Kilo 6 Papa Alpha Whiskey and I had the opportunity to play radio. This isn't something that happens often, so we try to make the most of it. For our efforts, we had plenty of frustrations, to the point where we were joking that I should rename this to Frustrations of Amateur Radio. That was until we heard something weird on air. All set-up shenanigans forgotten, we marvelled at the experience. I was playing around on the 10-metre band, trying to hear people making noise and potentially our first contact for the field day we were participating in, when I heard something odd. Two stations talking to each other, but the audio was strange. It was like they were doubling up. The same audio played a fraction of a second later. Until that moment, something I've only ever heard in a radio studio whilst editing using a reel-to-reel tape machine with separate recording and playback heads. Having just started using a digital-only radio, at first I thought this was an artifact of the radio. I took note of the frequency, 28.460 MHz, and told Glyn about it. After we moved the telescopic vertical antenna to the analog radio, we discovered that this was in fact real, not caused by the radios, no doubt a relief to the proud owner of both radios, Glyn, who was thinking more clearly than I. He took note of the call signs. Dom, Victor Kilo 2 Hotel Juliet, and Yukiharu, Juliet Echo 1 Charlie Sierra Whiskey. Looking back now, an audio recording would have been helpful. At the time, I suggested that this might be a case of long-path and short-path signals arriving at our station and being able to hear both. If you're not sure what that means, when you transmit, an antenna essentially radiates in all directions, and signals travel all over the globe. Some head directly towards your destination, the short path. Others head in exactly the opposite direction, taking the long way around Earth, the long path. You might think that the majority of contacts are made using the short path, but it regularly happens the other way around, where the long path is heard and the short path is not. As you might know, radio waves essentially bounce up and down between the ionosphere and Earth. and it might happen that the signal arrives at the destination antenna, or it might happen that it bounces right over the top, making either short path or long path heard, or not. In this case, both arrived clearly audible. It wasn't until I sat down on the couch afterwards with a calculator that I was able to at least prove to my own satisfaction that this is what we heard. So, what were those calculations and what was the delay? The circumference of Earth is roughly 40,000 kilometres. RF propagation travels at the speed of light, or about 300,000 kilometres per second. It takes about 0.13 seconds or 130 milliseconds for a radio signal to travel around Earth. At this point, you might realise that 40,000 kilometres is measured at the surface, but ionospheric propagation happens in the ionosphere, making the circumference at the very top of the ionosphere about 45,000 kilometres, which would take 150 milliseconds. There are several things that need to line up for this all to work. Propagation aside, the distance between all three stations needs to be such that the number of hops between each combination is a whole number, so we can all hear each other. As it happens, the distance between Perth in Western Australia and Maebashi City in Japan is pretty close to the distance between Goulburn in New South Wales and Japan, and the distance between Goulburn and Perth is roughly half that. Using back-of-napkin trigonometry, it appears that 27 hops around the planet are required to make this happen. That's 5 hops between Perth and Japan and between Goulburn and Japan, and 2 hops between Goulburn and Perth, and 27 hops between Perth and Japan the long way around. Given that the F2 layer, where the 10-meter signal is refracted, exists between about 220 kilometers and 800 kilometers, we can estimate that the total delay for the long path is at least 144 milliseconds. That doesn't really translate into anything you might relate to, but at 8 words per minute, a Morse code DIT takes 150 milliseconds, which gives you a sense of how long the echo delay is. In other words, it's something that you can absolutely hear without needing to measure it. There are other implications. Whisper signals are used to test weak signal propagation. Stations around the globe report on what they can hear and when. For this to work, the signal needs to be synchronized, something which is commonly implemented using something called NTP, or Network Time Protocol. It can achieve a time accuracy of 10 milliseconds. GPS-locked whisper beacons can achieve an accuracy of 40 nanoseconds. In other words, if we know that the beacon and the receiver are time synchronized, we can probably detect if the signal arrived using a short path or a long path. The whisper decoder tracks the time between when the signal arrived and 2 seconds past an even minute, as perceived by the receiver. Gwyn, Golf 3 Zulu India Lima, wrote an interesting document called Timescale Whisper Daemon Database Queries Version 2 on the subject of the data format used by Whisper Daemon, a tool used to analyse whisper beacon transmissions. If this is something you want to play with, check out whisperdaemon.org. From our adventures, there was plenty to take away. Stay curious, go portable, take notes, practice putting up an antenna, keep a log, laugh and have fun, and last but not least, get on air and make noise. Before I forget, make sure your mate brings a pen for logging when your own trusty scribble stick suddenly gives up the ghost for no apparent reason. I knew there was a reason I preferred pencils. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
On Tuesday afternoons and evenings, the 40 and 80 metre bands come alive with the sound of slow CW. Who would have thought that this ancient art, which some say was once such a dreaded part of the amateur licence test, would become so popular in these days of modern communications? The uncontrolled net is run in designated portions of the two bands to encourage new CW operators to have a go at slow CW in a safe and really friendly environment. Slow speed and lots of mistakes are par for the course. It's all about having a go,
starting with a basic call sign and RST exchange, then over time getting better and better. The net also attracts its fair share of old-timers who enjoy helping others to have a go or to just enjoy the banter. The CQQRS net started in Western Australia 3 years ago and has been running every single Tuesday and has been unbelievably popular. The net runs from 3 p.m. until about 7 p.m. on 40 metres, then moves to 80 metres, and we've had up to 60 stations on air having a go, and who knows how many listeners are out there every Tuesday as well. So the CQQRS net is on 40 metres between 0700 Zulu and 1100 Zulu, that is 3 p.m. until 7 p.m, and is held between 7020 and 7040 kHz. Then between 0900 Zulu and 1300 Zulu, which is 5 p.m. until 9 p.m, we're on between 3540 and 3570 kHz every Tuesday. There's no net control, so when you're ready to have a go, just find a quiet spot and start calling CQQRS at about 75% of the speed you can copy. Most stations will match your speed, so go slow until you're really comfortable with CW. So this might be just the opportunity you've been waiting for to have a go at transmitting on CW, or perhaps just to stop the contacts rusting up on your key. Doesn't matter whether you're brand new to the code or if you're an old-timer who would like to have a bit of fun and help encourage new operators by having simple, safe QSOs at their speed. We'd love to have you join in. Too much switch mode power supply hash on 80 metres? This might be the incentive to do something about it. With a cheap noise canceller costing less than $100, 80 metres could be easier than you think. So again, the net starts at 3 p.m. every Tuesday, above the DX segment on 40 metres between 7020 and 7040. Then, after 7 p.m, moves to 80 metres between 3540 and 3570 kHz. There are usually stations in the west, east and in between listening out for your CQQRS call. For more information and to receive our free weekly CQQRS RagTu newsletter, contact me, Mark, VK6QI, via the email on qrz.com, or you can use our address, cqrsnet@gmail.com. That is cqrsnet@gmail.com, and I'll be pleased to have a chat.
Good morning, I'm Roy, VK6X-Ray Victor, with this week's helpline, 30th of March 2025. And today I have from Chick Wadley, VK6 Zulu Alpha India, the following lot of items. I have a Yaesu Fox Tango 301 Delta transceiver, a Yaesu Fox Charlie 301 antenna tuning unit and matching unit. There's also a Yaesu Fox Papa power supply with external speaker, also to match with manual, $300 or nearest offer the complete set. $300 or nearest offer for transceiver, tuner and power supply. And the next item is a Yaesu Fox Tango 840 transceiver with manual as new. Purchase a backup but never fired in anger apparently. $900 or nearest offer for that one. There's also a 100-foot tower or mast, 5-section at 20 feet, telescoping sections. Requires guys, triangular section, $200 or nearest offer. There's also a Tango Alpha 3 Junior 3-element tri-band antenna, $100 or nearest offer. For all those items, please phone Chick on his telephone 9625-1335, or say again 9625-1335, or mobile 04900-13464. 04900-13464, and that's Chick VK6 Zulu Alpha India. And previously, and also I have an Aerodol model Alpha Uniform 25EX USB audio capture interface, 24-bit, 96 kHz. Aerodol, that's Echo Delta India Romeo Oscar Lima model Alpha Uniform 25EX USB audio capture interface, 24-bit or 96 kHz, price $200 on nearest offer. There's a Behringer Composer Pro XL Audio Interactive Dynamic Processor, model Mike Delta X-Ray 2600, price $140 on nearest offer. For those owners, please contact Tony on 0472 608 523, or the email address is aussiebroadband.com.au. That's aussiebroadband.com.au. I also have available from Greg VK6 Echo Delta a Yaesu Fox Tango Mic -300 Delta Romeo 2 meter 70 centimeter dual band digital radio, new, unused, still in the box, with a receipt from Andrews, $550. Asking price, phone Greg 0417 900 874, 0417 900 874. And that's about all I have for you this week, except for repeats. There's a Gold Star oscilloscope, Dick Smith frequency counter, a valve tester, and two mobile whip antenna bases. From Ron, VK6 Alpha Romeo Echo, his mobile 0477 662 817, 0477 662 817. And Roy, VK6 X-Ray Victor, my email address, VK6XRayVictor@bigpond.com. Until next week, we meet again, 7-3. This is an urgent addendum to 30th of March disposal helpline. I have a TED Mtron 3 or 4 element tri-band 15-20 10-meter antenna assembled, and all parts in good working order, condition $600, all nearest offer. Original Mtron matcher Ballon for feed point. There's also a bunch of aluminium tubing for DIY antennas and beams, relatively unused. Images are available, and you may contact Bill on 0424 082 800, 0424 082 800. I'll give you that mobile number again, 0424 082 800.
Hi there, it's Clinton, VK6FCRC, back with you. And did you know that News West is now on YouTube? Type in youtube.com/@NewsWestWeeklyPodcast-KiloZulu7YankeeCharlie. Oh, and before I go, I'd like to thank those watching on YouTube or ATV, the readers, and you for listening. I'd also like to thank our team, the broadcasters, and those submitting content each week. Please stand by now for callbacks after the broadcast, or head over to the VK6.net website and fill out the form so we know how many people are listening each week.